Welcome to Wars. Thursday, April 22nd, about 8:01 Eastern Standard Time. Broadcasting from Detroit, Rock City. 6-7 for you. Go all way.
All night, baby.
All night.
Go all night.
That's what I meant to say.
Whatever.
It's been one of those days. Doesn't sound too bad from over there. I don't know what happened to our music, but it's gone. So we'll have to figure that out.
It is what it is. And
jam
what
away.
Is what it is.
Jam
so let's get
away.
This night started.
I know. I didn't even get a chance to go to the store.
Well, you know what? You're not missing out. I'm going to fade this out. There we go.
Yeah, good fade out.
You like that? I'm learning from the best, man.
Yeah, I know. It's that multi-million dollar sound equipment we've got.
Oh, shoot.
Oh. It sounds
okay,
like
so
you,
I did this backwards.
Sounds like you dribbled it.
No, almost. So I'm making black and tans again tonight.
Ah.
And I went ahead and, well, because I was, I had two of those Zivics left from the six pack I bought like 6 weeks ago.
Yes.
And those are so delicious, but I keep them sparingly because it's a very unique flavor. It's a pungent, sweeter type beer, and it's delicious.
It is.
I had a couple of those tonight, and then I went ahead and poured myself a Canadian. I was going to make a black and tan, and I did it backwards, and I poured the Guinness, and it just, like, what it does is it over fizzes, and it does crazy stuff. It's ridiculous.
Ooh. Yeah. I don't think you want it. Yeah.
Close that out. And I just don't want to wear that on my wife's workstation where the computer is. But I do have to tell you this.
Now stand aside, worthy adversary. 'Tis but a scratch. A scratch? Your arm's off.
No, it isn't.
But what's that then? I've had worse.
You lie.
Yeah, I've had worse.
Well, because I saw that you put the thing in about the turn me into a newt, and I thought, oh, you know what? I just got to throw in some Monty Python. So, welcome to the Low Standards and Poors, crazy, fun, silly show, where we talk about music and have a good time talking about bands that we like. And quite frankly,
we don't give a shit. No, we do. We do. We give a shit.
Well, we barely do.
We kind of do. We do. Well,
it's sort of offhand, give one.
Yeah, I just said that for flow.
No, but and I'm with you. I'm totally with you, because it's not about the show. It's about the music. We love the music, and we're always going to talk about music. But again, we're just silly and goofy. And you know, just remember now, you haven't paid for this, so when it's disappointing, you've got nothing to complain about.
Right.
That's just how it is. So speaking of disappointing people, let's go straight to a couple of things and get these out of the way. Because number one, it's going to be loud in my house because everybody is on caffeine or something. And
apparently.
They're just being silly. And
yeah.
No one in my house understands what inside voice is.
No.
Sometimes even me. The law offices of Jameson Walker, Statler, and Waldorf wanted to make sure that we let you guys know that we are going to impart fair use for the show. We're going to play clips of music that is copyrighted, and we're going to comment on these. And it's not like, you know, we don't want a dime from this. We've barely even figured out how to monetize what the hell we're doing in the first place. So don't go and copyright strike us, because we don't care. We got nothing, and there's nothing to take, and we don't really want to make any money out of this necessarily. We want other people to go and buy the music and the things that we like and promote and stuff like that, because we love music, right?
We certainly do.
Are you with me? I mean, it'd be nice if we made some money on the show, or at least enough to pay for the cost of having it.
You never know.
And still, we don't care.
It's like, get out of our way. We're coming through.
Dang, man.
Maybe not.
Exactly.
Yeah, wishful thinking.
The law offices of Jameson Walker, Statler, and Waldorf wanted to make sure that I also let you guys know that you need to listen at your own risk. These guys are moderately insane. The views expressed by the hosts are not necessarily those of rational human beings. All shows are poorly researched and presented by idiots. Any semblance of intelligent thoughts are purely coincidental and should not be considered factual. This program is not endorsed by any committee, team, group, organization, or tribe. And with that...
Wonderful!
Bravo!
I loved that!
Oh, it was great!
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good,
though. It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
And that was Statler and Waldorf of the law offices of Jameson, Walker, Statler, and Waldorf. And they were both explaining that, yes, we are boo. Just boo.
Boo-hoo.
Boo.
Boo.
So that is how funny. You doing, man? What's going on? I love that.
Yeah, no, everything's good. Everything's good. I'm, you know, I mean, in a snapshot, I'm getting much better with the pneumonia stuff. I'm still not anywhere near 100%. I'm more worried about my oxygen levels, but you know, whatever, it is what it is.
R2D2 still hanging out with you?
Yeah, he's sitting right next to me.
Okay,
little bastard. No, he's been with me. In fact, I might not even give him back. We kind of became friends.
Really?
And this sounds kind of crazy, but just having him next to me, my little oxygen machine here, I think I'm gonna get a dog. Yeah, I think I might need a dog. Because once he leaves, he'd be like, who's going to take care of me? You know? I don't know.
Oh, dude. Then you have to go for walks.
Yeah, I know. You've got to let him out the crap. And then I'm like, well, maybe not. Maybe I'll just get a fish or something.
Because that's a lot of up and down the stairs.
It is. But you know what?
And those things get up like in the middle of the night and say, I got to go. And then you got to take them. Otherwise,
I've already thought about that.
That's why you get a cat, because cats are great for apartments or upstairs type places like you got. Well, then don't get a gerbil.
I might. Gerbils are fun.
Iguana.
Yeah. They don't fetch a frisbee all that well.
Well,
We'll see. I'm not getting anything anytime soon. I was gonna go get something that's like, you know, 4 or 5 years old. Maybe a missing eye, 3 legs.
Oh yeah, rescue.
Save his life. Yeah, rescue. You know, I want the guy to come home and give me a hug. I want him to basically shit himself every time he sees me and be like, you know what? Thanks for saving my life.
Yeah. Yeah, you're asking a lot.
I don't even know what I'm talking about.
You
but
don't.
I have thought about getting a dog. But
hey, before we get into the music, because we are going to get into the music, I've picked out a band that I really love. And I kind of previewed you a little bit last week. But I wanted to do a quick little recap of my Sonny and the Black Pack from last Sunday.
Oh, you want to play them again?
Well, I want to play this song for you, and I want you to tell me when you recognize what this song is, because they did a show, a contest or a competition. It was in Austin, Texas.
Okay.
The Austin Talent Show. And you know, I've fallen in love with this Sonny and the Black Pack.
Right, right.
I have gone so far as to send them an email telling them about our show and how much I love them and see if there's going to be some way we can get them on our show somehow.
Gotcha.
But that'll require us to actually do technology stuff that makes more sense. And honestly, I would just be pleased as punch just to hear this guy gab a little bit about how he thinks of the music and interview him a little bit and just, you know, ask him questions and have some fun and with the whole band, whatever.
Sure.
But, so I did a little more digging deep into him Sunday night and Monday night, and just some good stuff, man. Good stuff. But I found this, and there were 4 judges. They got the golden buzzer from all 4 judges.
Really?
Before the song was over.
Wow.
And this is so much fun to watch on YouTube. I'll tell you about it later as to how to find it and watch the heck out of it. But
okay.
I watched it a couple times, and I love it because the judges' reactions when they hear the music, this is the first time they've heard this band and the first time that they've heard anything by them. And I think this is the first time any of them have heard this song. Which is weird, because one of the guy who's like in charge, who's not one of the judges, goes like, "Was that an original?" And I'm thinking to myself, "Are you kidding me?
right,
an idiot
right.
because this is a world famous song, and you just need to. So what I want you to do is when you get it, I want you to leap out of your skin and yell really loud what the name of the song is. But there's something before I even get into it.
All right.
And I was thinking about this because I love these guys so much, and I don't know what it is, but you know, I was thinking, you know, oh sure, they got layers. There's layers to this band. Oh, they're like an onion, but no, they're not like an onion because onions are stinky and make you cry.
Yeah.
Whereas, hold on, these guys are more like garlic, like whole cloves of garlic, just hunks of intense flavor and all sorts of yumminess. And that's just how it is. And when I listen to this particular song that I'm going to play for you, I get happy tears.
All right, all right.
A big smile's on my face.
All right.
But my eyes drool.
All right.
It's happy tears. Yeah. And
my eyes drool.
They do. And I'm going to play this for you.
All right, let it rip, tear chip.
Here it comes. As soon as you recognize what this is, but you got to listen for the girls in the background, too. They got a little bit of fun stuff going on. Sounds barely familiar, doesn't it?
I was going to say, doesn't it sound like
here comes. Already. I got a big fat grin on my face and I'm already drooling.
Sesame Street?
Yes.
I was like,
listen to the girls. So well orchestrated.
Oh, it sounds awesome.
So much fun. I swear to God. And there's a bridge in the middle where he just starts jamming on the keyboards. And it's like, oh my God. But it's so much fun.
And that's he's a male singer.
Yeah.
Okay.
That part right there is what got him his first golden buzzer.
Really?
Yeah. And I'm just like, oh my God, this is just... I'm going to fade him out. But again...
What his name is...
This is Sonny and the Black Pack.
Sonny and the Black Pack. Okay.
S-O-N-N-Y and the Black Pack.
Okay.
And that one was the Austin Show 4 Golden Buzzers.
Interesting.
It is, seriously, anybody who is listening to this at some point and goes, wow, that was really fun and interesting, you're only getting the audio. You watch the video of him and the group playing.
Right.
Don't do it now, Eric.
No, I'm not.
Do it later. But then on the left, they got the cameras, because it's all virtual. They got the cameras on the four judges. And to watch the judge on the bottom, she's the one who gives the first golden buzzer thing.
Right, right.
The little golden X that says you're awesome. To watch her face, oh, my God. And then the guy on top is the same way. He's like completely, they're so animated with like, oh, my God, this is just amazing.
Yeah, and what's the show with the golden buzzer? What is it?
This is the Austin Show 4 Golden Buzzers. Sonny and the Black Pack.
Austin, like not Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Or Austin City Limits or whatever.
Yes, like Austin, just takes Texas.
Austin, Texas. Okay.
You just right, do cool. Austin, you type in Austin Show 4 Golden Buzzers.
Yeah.
Sonny and the Black Pack. And it'll come right up. And you're going to look at it and go, this looks weird. And the first probably 25 seconds is them making sure they're all set up and everything's going right. But then they just like kick in, just like I played there. And oh, man, just to watch the reaction on their faces.
Gotcha.
Just talking about it. Sounds good.
I like that. I love that stuff.
But just talking about it makes my eyes drool. Yes.
Yeah. It's the energy that it has. It's like music from the soul. That's what I'm talking about?
Exactly.
You know?
Exactly. And that's why I love this guy. And I'm getting choked up talking about him.
Yeah. No, I'm going to have to look him up.
But it's happy choked up. Oh my God, this is so amazing. So I had to make listen to me. I'm choking up already. My eyes are freaking drooling. I love
that's your empathy. Your empathy in music.
Yeah.
That's the way I am too.
But yeah, if you can't
we'll have to have a show on empathy. Why people are empathetic. I wonder if there's any connection. We'll talk about it some other time, but with our common denominators, I wonder if there's any. I'm empathetic. Like, I cry at weddings. I cry at funerals. I'll cry at somebody else's funeral. I don't even know. But it's what runs through my head. You know, it's like,
right.
You know, I just feel bad for whoever it might be. But
I think it was after listening to the after finding these guys.
Yeah.
I think sometime last week before we did our Sunday show, when I exposed you to these guys, I think I actually posted on my Facebook that empathy is my superpower.
Yeah.
If I were to be a superhero, right. I would be Empathy Man.
Yeah, and it's unfortunate that not more people don't have it.
Right, you know? Exactly. Oh, my God. But Father Brian, you just missed. Father Brian joined us, and you know about Father Brian. He's a good friend of the show, smells lovely, looks good in leather, has a hurricane named after him, but he's also got great taste in podcasts, which is why he's here. Thank you for stopping by. But Father Brian, what you missed was... unless you were there and I didn't see it. I just talked about Sonny and the Black Pack.
Yeah.
Father Brian, are you well aware of the song Sesame Street? You've seen Sesame Street. You're old enough to know. You've never watched public broadcasting on television, and you've never seen Sesame Street, you know, with Kermit the Frog and Fozzie Bear and the Muppets and all that stuff. Yeah. Well, this band just did a remake of the Sesame Street song, and I played some of it, and you can hear it now in the background a little bit. These guys have so much heart and so much emotion. He really wants to get to his Sesame Street.
Yeah.
He talks about the Snuffleupagus up, I guess, and the Big Bird and his friends. Exactly. And what you want to do is you want to look up the Austin Show. Exactly. Austin Show, 4 Golden Buzzers for Sonny and the Black Pack. It's a contest.
Gotcha.
And they got a pass right away for this song, but wait till the keyboards come. He's what do you call that, where they make it up as they go? Improvisational keyboard playing is remarkable. They have a bed and a bass that they follow, but he basically takes off and just plays how he feels it at that moment.
Almost like, remember I told you about the Hindu love gods, how it was...
Yes.
This is what it reminds me of, like the 6 and the 7s in the background.
Yeah.
And your boy up front.
Yeah. But man, they really rocked this out. And it's Sesame Street. It's just a simple...
Yeah, I know.
But the reason I'm talking, Father Brian, about how much I love this one is it's a virtual contest for the Austin Show. And this band gets 4 golden buzzers. But the best part is to watch them play and watch how excited and energetic and full of fun these guys are, this band. But then watch on the left and watch the reaction of the judges. They are on camera on the screen at the same time, and it's like, oh my God, they're freaking out, going, "Just this is just amazing," and bouncing back and forth and jumping up and down. And there's the one girl on the bottom who does the "Oh my god!" and covers her face and goes, "I can't," like she couldn't believe how awesome.
That's awesome.
Exactly, it's insane. I get choked up talking about it.
Yeah, I'm just listening. I'm listening to the song. It's amazing that it's
just
playing Sesame Street.
I know.
Like I never would have guessed in a million years. Well, until I heard it, like, okay. But I
wait, wait. Shh. Can you tell me how to get to my Sesame Street? Yes, it is a very bluesy feel. It is. These guys seem to do a super jazzy, bluesy kind of fun type thing, and it is just remarkable. And like I said, you need to listen to the Sunday show from the 18th of April, this Sunday show we just did, where this was one of my bands.
Yeah,
that I talked about, and oh my god, I loved them. And they did a version of Have You Ever Seen the Rain? CCR.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Which was just phenomenal.
Right, and right.
There was another song that they did that I just thought was awesome that I had us playing in the background too. And seriously, they make me smile and my eyes drool.
Your eyes.
And
your eyes drool.
My eyes drool. It pulls that heartstring that everybody seems to have.
Oh yeah.
If you have a certain love for music, if you've got that heartstring, this one pulls it for me, man. Oh, I'm sorry. I know we were going to talk about other stuff tonight, and I realized I totally took over with this. But
no, I'm gonna change it to the Bills, whatever. Bills. I don't, I'm trying to come up with stuff with pores.
Low standards and Bills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's all your eyes doing? Your eyes are what?
Drooling.
Yeah. Whatever. I don't know.
Don't even think about it. Don't hurt yourself. But no, I found this version and this thing after our show on Sunday, and I listened to it like 14 times that night, Sunday night after the show, and I'm like, oh my god, this was just probably the greatest thing ever. Absolutely the greatest thing ever.
Yeah, that sounded good. I'm gonna have to look those guys up.
Bill pours the music. I'm digging it. Father Brian, you're my new favorite. Well, been my favorite for quite a while.
Should I ask you, did you make a show the other night?
I didn't. I feel like it putts.
I had it on my calendar too, and I just completely blanked.
I started to, but there was a certain amount of 420 that took over for me.
Oh.
But not in the sense of, you know, what everybody else does on 420.
Right, right.
I was sipping on a couple of beverages and writing.
Oh, yeah. I did catch part of that.
I had to, I'm working on the book, Father Brian. I really wanted to hear the show, and it's recorded, so I'm hoping that I'm going to be able to go back and find it on your ADHD, Planet ADHD. Good. It's up. Father Brian says it's up. So go to Planet ADHD within Podbean and you can find it and listen to it. The show on 420. It's going to be funny. I know it is, cause I know you guys and you guys are hilarious. But, what I was going to say is I've been working on the book. I've been trying to get, cause I started the book on the wrong, it's a whole logistics problem on the wrong software, and it's this, that, and the other. And so I'm trying to kind of redo it. I barely can get the laptop to work. It's a whole nightmare, but I've got a lot of information on a device that I can't really access. And so I'm starting from scratch. And I was doing that on 420, which was 2 days ago.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I was up until probably 2 a.m. typing and saving and typing and saving. And it says your software hopping would be rough. Yes, it is. What's worse about it is the software on the laptop is old and I can't transfer it because it doesn't read. It's a whole nightmare. It's a logistics problem. But bottom line is I actually had a reasonably legitimate reason for not being there live, and I'm apologizing in the only way I know how, which is, can you tell me how to get to my session? Oh, sorry. I just broke out into that. Anyways.
Eric. Yeah, my buddy Richie might have a refurbished laptop for like $100.
Well, this doesn't help me now because all the information's on the old laptop.
Oh, I got you.
It's saved in a Word document program that doesn't exist anymore.
Because
it's that old.
Well, you could probably still, you could extract it as text. So you take it out of the Word, you take it out of the Word format and extract it as
there's
text.
There's a logistics, yes, I'm with you. There's a logistics way to get it done.
I was listening, but I wasn't. But
I know, you don't care.
I was. I was getting my stuff ready. I was listening to you, but I wasn't really listening. I could just hear the words. No offense. But yeah, I think you just need to extract it as text and then you can just paste it back into another updated Word file.
Yeah, there's a whole nightmare that's going to happen. But
yeah, I've got three computers over here, but the problem is I can't give them any to you.
Well, and I don't want any of them because I already have too many that I can't work with right now. But no, the challenge here is I've got some home improvement stuff that I've got to get done before the end of the month. And once I get that done, then it's full on book.
I got you.
But I had to take the other night because, of course, I was listening to Sunny and the Black Pack on Sunday night, and it inspired me to do something in my head. And then I dreamt in a couple of nights, and then it came out on Tuesday night, and it just, wait, today's Thursday. Yeah. So it was Tuesday night, and it just like drooled out of my head all this stuff. And I just started typing it like 12:30 at night. And it was good.
I've got two.
You got two? You got two?
Yeah. Yeah, well, I've got two. I did this for a reason. I was gonna stick with one, and then I was like, well, you know, kind of listen to what you brought in, and you know, we were listening to. And I'm like, well, you know, maybe I'll do this, and got some ideas, and
I'm with you,
whatever.
Baby.
So, I've seen this woman a number of times.
I like a good woman with a good voice. I'm guessing she's got a good voice.
She's got a beautiful voice. She is. She's a Leo. We share the same month.
That means
nothing. I know.
It means nothing whatsoever.
I'm looking at Wikipedia, but from Detroit.
Okay. Oh. Urethra.
Close.
Okay.
She used to play down at the Music Menu Cafe in Greektown. We used to go down there. It was on Wednesdays or Thursdays. Can't remember. I think it was Wednesdays.
And we used to go down. She was performing. When
yeah.
You would see her?
We used to go down there and I just saw her at the place in Westland on Ford Road, whatever place that's called. It's on the south side of the road there. It's where,
place,
the Token,
yeah.
Token Lounge. Remember when we were originally talking about this whole thing and I said my buddy that I grew up next door to owned a record store and he's friends
the
with the guys
lounge.
At the Token Lounge and all that.
Yeah,
and,
I remember all that.
Yeah, We'll have to make that connection sooner or later. But I did go and see her there not too long ago, only a couple years ago.
Dude, Hobo Chillin just joined us as I cut you off completely.
Oh,
but you know what?
Hobo
Chillin, good friend of the show, has his own line of jewelry, excellent taste in music, great taste in podcasts as well.
Very empathetic.
That's our Hobo Chillin.
She played, stick around, Hobo. I think he comes in, shares the show, and I think he takes off.
Right. Maybe he loves us here. Only for a minute.
Yeah, just for a second.
I don't care. As long as anybody who joins us wants to listen to us later when we're not live.
Appreciate
that's
it.
Fine too.
We love you, Hobo.
We're happy people stopping by.
Yeah.
Yes, you've got your own line of jewelry, baby doll.
So if I said like Gladys Knight at a James, if I said let's see. Anyways, I don't know if you know her or of her.
Right.
You may have heard her name before.
I may have.
Maybe you can throw something on by her.
I will.
New pick.
Can
be. Yeah, I just sent it over to you. Could be bluesy.
Oh, man.
If you'd like.
Oh,
and,
damn it.
Yeah.
Well, when you text me, then, like, problems happen.
Oh.
But that's all right. I found it. I Believe. Cry.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I Believe is good.
I Believe.
Yeah.
Is that Everything's Going to Be All Right?
I think so.
I Believe so. Oh, don't. She's going to make me go.
Uh-oh.
You know what's going to happen, right?
You're talking in.
She's got pipes.
You're talking in riddles. She does.
Yeah.
She does. She can belt it out.
And she was in Detroit recently?
She's from Detroit. Lives in Detroit.
Performing in Detroit recently. Yeah,
like maybe a year and a half ago, 2 years ago. It was cold out, so it was like...
Before COVID.
Not last winter, but the winter before, I think.
Oh, this is so bluesy, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm in love.
Yeah, I have this a little... I don't know if I still have it, but...
Oh, my God. I like the guitar.
Yeah.
I just can't wait to hear her belt it out. I'm looking at a picture of her. This is Thornetta Davis. From, I'm guessing, from the Honest Woman album. And this is called I Believe. And, man, it's jamming.
Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. You had me at well. Oh, yeah. This is right up my alley.
Yeah, so
if she ever comes around again, we're going.
I'll put it on the list.
Oh, she's got to be on the list. Absolutely.
Yeah, there was people up dancing. And there was two twins that they had with like the gold, silver braided hair like down to their back and all this makeup, and there was glittery like outfits on, and they're both doing the same dance, and she's up there and her,
like backup singers for her.
Yeah, she's a bigger black lady. Her husband is a thinner black man that plays guitar.
Yeah,
and I think
he's smoking good. If that was him playing guitar here on this song, he's smoking good, like on fire good. Like
right. But they've played down at like the Concert of Colors in Detroit and some of those festivals they have. So we'll have to keep an eye on her.
They need to be a headliner for. They need to be something.
Oh, for Hamtramck.
Hamtramck. Oh, hell yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Dude, this is remarkable.
Yeah, isn't she good?
Yeah.
I used to go see her.
How long has she been playing?
Well, God, we used to go see her back in the 90s.
Okay, so she's been around a while.
Yeah, so I probably saw her. She was born in 63. So
she's my brother's age.
Yeah, yeah.
This is sexy, delicious.
Yeah.
Dude, did you see this? Adrian B. Jones, 21, joined us.
Oh, no.
You know about Adrian 21 B. Jones. B. Jones 21 Jones Adrian B. Good friend of the show, great listener, not afraid of spiders, has great taste in podcasts. That's our Adrian B. Jones 21. Oh, look, dude, Roy joined us. We are rocking it out, and Roy joined us. But you know about Roy, right?
Nope.
Dude, Roy, good friend of the show, big movie star, wrote a book, and has great taste in podcasts. Come on, it's Roy.
And loves himself a little Thornetta Davis.
Thornetta Davis. That's what we're listening to right now. And by God, this is local Detroit. This is a good poll.
Yeah, yeah.
This is totally a good poll. And this is the song is I Believe, in parentheses, Then Everything's Gonna Be All Right. Is Thornetta Davis from Honest Woman. I'm guessing that's the album because I just pulled this up. And it looks like it was put out in 2016.
Fairly recent.
This is worth buying.
Yeah.
Dude, if I'm ever in a music store again, I'm buying it.
Yeah, I'm going to put her down for tickets, too.
We're going to see her.
Yeah, FYI, I did get tickets for All Them Witches. Yeah,
oh,
All
good.
Them
That'll
Witches.
Be fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. My I get my second shot on April 30th.
Yeah,
I'll be immune within 15 days after that. I plan to go golfing with my birth father and finding that hanging out with him finally.
Gotcha. Sounds like
maybe
fun.
Get his other son and we'll go golfing and have some fun. It'll be a good time.
Yeah, but good for you.
I want to be immune, baby.
Yep. No,
this is so good.
Yeah, isn't it?
Wow, she's really got some pipes, and it's she not does. That she's belting it out like my boy Sonny.
Some energy behind those words.
But yeah, there's a lot of energy, and there's.
Could you imagine trying to copy how she sings?
No.
I don't know. I don't not know if I could all. Ever do it in ten years.
I don't have the
there's just a talent.
The throat for it or whatever. Right, there's something. She's got something. Her pipes. Yeah. This is good stuff. Is there anything else that you want to share from her?
You know, you just got to pick through it. They're all very similar. She does covers.
Give me a cover that you like.
Let me see if I can find one real quick.
Wow, that is a good that I believe was just great pull. I'm gonna fade that out. This is Thornetta Davis, "Cry," and that's a commercial, which I'm gonna.
Yeah, she sang backup on Kid Rock's "Wasting Time."
Okay.
"Devil Without a Cause." She did a lot of stuff with Kid Rock.
I bet she's got a lot of credits in a lot of different places.
Yeah, it's honestly
a talent like that. you don't hide that talent anywhere. This is a talent. This is Thornetta Davis. Looks like it's from Sunday Morning Music. The song is called "Cry." This is 1996.
Yeah, this is back when I used to.
Yeah.
You see her down at the Music Menu Cafe in Greektown. Now it's been gone for a while, but.
Right. And I'm watching the video on this while it's playing, and it's showing a lot of Detroit stuff.
Yeah.
She's
been, actually, she comes down to downtown Plymouth to sing in the park on Fridays.
I want to do that.
Yeah, so if she comes this year, I'll get the schedule.
Yeah, find out what her schedule is. And I'd love to talk to her.
Yeah.
We should do a show and just talk to her, even if it's a 10-minute recording, something
right,
live.
Right.
And just go, big fans, love the stuff, love the pipes, you rock.
Yeah, it says, a song from the album "Cry" was used in the Isabella episode of HBO television drama Sopranos in 1992.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Makes sense a lot. Adrian B. Jones, 21,
just
came back.
Not 92, just
disappeared, came back. Thanks for coming back. We appreciate it. We are just rocking it out here.
Thanks for supporting us.
Yeah, this is Thornetta Davis. She is a local
Detroiter. Good old Detroiter.
And damn, she's got some pipes. Yeah. And this is from 96, you said, or I said.
Yeah, yeah.
But 96. This is a little more rocky.
Yeah.
But here's one, fade that out. We'll go to this one here. It's called, this is from Honest Woman again, and that's 2016. And I'm guessing that this is going to be my new favorite album, Honest Woman by Thornetta Davis, because it is bluesy, and it sounds like there's got some
Detroit
heart.
Flair to it, doesn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, it's got some heart to it.
Yeah.
This song is called "I'd Rather Be Alone."
Here you come again.
She's got a little Aretha to her.
Yeah, yeah,
yeah. But that's that Detroit feel, man.
Yeah.
Hey, let me
talk
attitude,
to you about
a
little bit of.
Yeah, I'm gonna talk to you about some shit.
Yeah. Come on over.
You
here.
Come knocking at my door.
Right.
I'd rather be alone than be with you. I'm guessing that's the next line. I'd rather be alone than be with you.
It could be.
Let's hear what happens here, baby. Oh, this is so. We're going.
You'll have to look her up.
Then be with you.
Then be lonely with you.
Close. God, I love my music.
Yeah, I think believe that was that one for
this. Yeah, that I believe was the first one. That one almost had me drooling from my eyes.
Yeah, you know
it was
what?
That is, good.
Does "Set Me Free"? Where does "Set Me Free" come from? What? Who's saying "Set Me Free"?
Set Me Free?
Yeah. See if can you get that on? Can you play that? "Set Me Free."
I'm going to fade that out. I'm going to play Set Me Free.
Let's see if we get credits.
Well, we're going to do no commercials.
It's off.
Set Me Free sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's off Honest Woman. I want to cover.
Yeah. It could very well be. Would that be Aretha?
I don't know. I'm looking right now.
You find out who did it.
Unless she wrote it.
Yeah. I'm going to see what the show more says. Doesn't really tell me anything. The Larry McRae Band?
Yeah, that's what I saw too.
No, I think that's who's backing her up.
Yeah, yeah.
But wow, this is she got some talent.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I will buy the tickets for this show.
Let me see.
Oh man, I can't wait till she comes out and shows up in Detroit, and we get to listen to this. This is phenomenal. I'll get my brother to go. We'll get a lot of people to go.
I'm looking at the song titles on Honest Woman.
Yeah.
And one is Can We Do It Again? The other one is I Need a Whole Lot of Loving to Satisfy Me. Kind of funny.
I Need a Whole Lot of Loving.
Need a Whole Lot of Loving.
Let's see what that says. I'm going to fade this out. That's a really good song, too. I Need a Whole Lot of Loving to Satisfy Me.
Menu. Yeah, here we go. Thurned Davis covered live at the Music Menu. Did some CC Rider. There's Hound Dog.
Oh, this
Muddy
is
Muddy Water.
Oh, yeah. This is totally. This is Muddy Waters right here. Need a Whole Lot of Loving to Satisfy Me.
Yeah.
This is a Muddy Waters, I think. I'm guessing. This is so much fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
So
I'm so happy you found a like this. But it's Detroit.
Right.
And this is what Detroit music is.
Well, when I heard what you had, and I'm like, well, they're kind of going together. Kind of going together again.
Well, Sonny and the Black Pack is more of a fun, goofy, silly, improvisational covers. Whereas Thornetta Davis here is like, this is rhythm and blues with pipes, baby.
Yeah, yeah. Just a little Detroit soul.
Exactly. It is Detroit. So I wonder. Well, why do you let me talk so much? You got the good
go ahead.
Adjective. No, you got the adjectives.
I know. I've got. I am looking for. Let me see something real quick.
Wow, this is good.
I don't think if I find it, I'll send it over to you.
Yeah.
I have a clip. I know.
Yeah, she is all Detroit, baby.
I should have.
And this is good Detroit rhythm and blues. This is good stuff. This is a good pull. You don't have to have another band tonight.
You like that one? Because the one I've got is not going to match up. The second one I've got is not going to match up.
Save it for later.
Yeah. It was.
Speaking of that, I'm going to write that down. Save it for later.
Save it. I'm going to check something out really quick.
That'll be Sunday's band. And, you know, it's funny because I find that a lot of times, and I don't know if anybody else is, who's, you know, the four people who are listening who are not related to us, if you ever come across a time where you speak in lyrics. I find that throughout a regular day, I will quote lyrics from a variety of different songs at least 10 times throughout the day.
Oh, I bet.
In just regular conversation.
I can see that.
But my brain just clicks to music. But again, I'm twisted and weird and off the wall, basically insane. But it's because I love music so much, and I listen to a crap load of it a lot. And it just sinks right in. I couldn't play a musical note to save my life. But I could tell you this, that, and the other about this, that, and the other about that, the other thing. You know what I mean? When it comes down to music. And I can tell you where they came up with this, that, and the other.
I know.
And a lot of this, a whole lot of loving. Some of
whole
that.
Whole lot of loving.
He's got a whole lot of loving. And some of that. Some of this. Well,
yeah, we used to.
This is good. This is a good pull. What else you got for her that you want for her? Oh, damn.
Go ahead. Feel free to see what else is on there.
I'd rather be alone. Didn't we already listen to that one? How about Damn Your Eyes? I'm going to fade that out.
That one, I know which one that one is.
Is it good?
It's okay. Yeah.
Well, here's a live version of it, and I'm betting that this is going to be at Dylan's. Yeah, Dylan's at Gross Point. Right around the corner.
Oh, okay.
And this is what you hear when you're live. Oh, okay.
Yeah, I have a live. Yeah, I have a live clip of her. I just don't know if I still have it.
Oh, okay.
And I was sitting right up in front. There it is right there.
And you say her husband's a keyboard player?
Lead guitarist, I believe.
Okay.
So I am going to...
I see a drummer, bongos, and other
Do you do Messenger or just Facebook? Facebook?
None of it's going to help. Just tell me the words.
No, I'm sending some over to you. Do you do Messenger or just do it to Facebook?
You
just
can do
a little video clip. Messenger?
If you do it through Facebook, you can send it through Messenger. That'll work.
Yeah, this way it would stay off here.
Yeah.
Not that it matters. You can put it up there.
Yeah, whatever. Oh, you got him? All right. No, the dog was barking. The world is after me.
All right. Check out. This will give you an idea.
You sent it to me? What? God, I love her voice.
Cheers.
Apparently, I appear in a video somewhere.
You are?
My brother-in-law, Charles, from the new family, or the first family, the old family, the whatever,
yeah.
Sent me a message through Messenger. Did you send me something through Internet Messenger? Facebook?
Doesn't want to go, but I'm going to send it to you this way. Hold on. All right, check your front page on Facebook. You wouldn't go through Messenger.
Whatever.
These are the two girls when you pull it up. The two girls on the right are the ones that I'm talking about.
All right, hold on. I got to get rid of Thornetta Davis here. What do we got here?
Yeah, that's
18 seconds of fun.
Yeah, that's what that's.
Oh, there's the twins. I see what you mean.
Yeah, you know, they're all doing the same little dance. And...
This is what you go to a concert to go see.
Right,
this
right.
kind of fun. Yeah.
And I had this smirk on my face. The two girls, I know they kept looking at me like I just enjoyed watching them kind of bebop back and forth.
Oh my God! Yeah, and that is a skill.
Yeah, and you can see her husband's the guy right down at the far left side of the.
I see barely on
of the video
on the left. Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, that's fun stuff.
Yeah,
that is definitely
stuff.
Fun stuff. And that was a good call. That was a good pull. We are going to see her. I don't care what you think.
Yeah, I'll have to. Well, we've got some good ones coming up. We've got Dead Can Dance. We've got All Them Witches. We'll try to track down Thornetta.
If we could throw Thornetta into the mix, I'm so for it, brother. Because, honestly, that's just going to be a great show. She says, that don't appease me. This is also from Honest Woman. I think Honest Woman is going to be my next favorite album.
Might be.
This is Thornetta Davis, Honest Woman. The
song
you wouldn't
believe
this. Don't appease me.
I'm not kidding you.
This is just fun.
You know what? No, Bill, guess what?
What?
April 22nd, Cliff Bell's two shows, 7:30 and 9:30, downtown Detroit, Cliff Bell's.
Who's
she
Cliff
goes
Bell's?
On, she goes down in 40 minutes, right behind Hockey Town, like two streets behind.
Right, no, but... Thornetta Davis is going to be there?
Yeah, she's playing there tonight.
Tonight?
So it's April 22nd at Cliff Bell's. Cliff Bell's is right on You know where Hockey Town is at?
Yeah, I thought you were saying Cliff Bells was the name of the who's showing up. I'm like,
no, that's the bar. That's the bar. It's right down there.
Right down there by the yeah. No, I've been there.
Yeah, a couple blocks. It's an old school kind of jazzy
blues. Stumbled past there at some point. Yeah. And she's playing there tonight.
She is there tonight.
Is she there tomorrow night?
No, she has two shows.
No, I can't.
Yeah, two shows tonight. Yeah, 7:30 and 9:30.
I'm not doing anything in the public of any kind of fun until I'm done with my freaking second shot.
Uh-oh, wait a second.
But man, she's fun.
Wait.
You find her next show, we're going. If it's
Redford
after
Theater.
May 15th.
Redford Theater. I'm going to look it up right now.
After May 15th?
Yeah, I think it is. Let's see.
This is Thornetta Davis. That don't appease me, baby. I added the baby, of course, because I think I'm cool. Don't tell anyone. Not like me telling you is going to make any difference, because there's only like four people that ever listen to us.
No, I know.
Three of them are not related to us.
We've gotten some pretty good downloads, though.
We have, and I'm really happy about that. That means we're actually doing something that makes some sense, and people
somebody's
are enjoying the crap out of us. And, you know, if you enjoy us, feel free to continue doing so.
It's going to be in Normandy, France. Oh, it's canceled.
That's not going to help. I'm not going to fly to... I mean, I would love to see her in another country. That'd be great, but I'm going to fade this out. It would be awesome.
She was going to be at South by Southwest. Oh, that was last year. South by Southwest. In Austin, Texas.
Oh, yeah. Austin's not really that close to Detroit.
No, it's not a day trip, that's for sure.
No, not a day tripper.
Palmer Woods Music
Sunday
and
driver,
Palmers.
Yeah.
Redford Theater. Performing before the film. Oh,
hey, did you see what Father Brian just told us?
No.
It's all about the downloads, guys. That's where the numbers matter.
Yeah, yeah. Well, we got...
I love that people listen to us live. I prefer, because then I get that interaction back and forth. And,
right.
And I'm just that people person kind of jackwagon. But, if it makes any difference, I'm fine with the, whatever have you... and all that other good stuff. But, I wanted to tell you, since we already did the disclaimer, our advertiser required us to play something for the stuff that they're trying to sell.
I gotcha.
So I'm going to share this with you from our advertiser.
I bet you're tired of searching for the best multi-purpose portable fish tool. There certainly are a lot of them on the market. Now, Robco introduces the hairstyling aid of the century. It's the amazing Mohawk Master. The Robco Chinch Ranch Home Chinchilla Breeding Kit. With this incredible household tool, the Moth Masher. Super automatic cuts, chops, slices, dices, mixes, and blends herbs, plants, twigs, sprigs, leaves, branches, claws, teeth, eyes, ears, skin, hair, blood, flies, insects, limbs, and organs of all kinds. Toads, lizards, newts, mice, rats, and bass. Faster than you can knife a goat.
Faster
than you can knife a goat.
Exactly. And those are all the products available from Ronco, which are apparently our sponsors for tonight.
Hey, we'll take Ronco.
Yeah.
My God.
Whatever.
Faster I haven't heard that
than you
name.
Can knife a goat. I love
30
that.
Years.
Bow, bow, bow.
Ronco.
Bow, bow. Anyway, sorry.
Bow. What was that? That was Bowser.
Blues Brothers, baby.
Was it?
Blues Brothers.
Well, I guess I'll hold off on my other one that, which I don't really know. I always say that. Yeah, never mind.
No,
what else you got?
You had a great pull there.
I pulled out a couple of good ones lately, I think.
You have definitely pulled out a couple of good ones lately.
Yeah, I thought you might like that. I had to give it some thought, and it just kind of popped into my head, so... And
well,
then when you started playing Sonny and the Black Pack, then I was like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
These are going to go together.
Mm-hmm. And that worked out really well. And really, Sonny and the Black Pack wasn't my band for tonight. But I had to brag about them because I had found that other song that just rocked. Again, made me smile while I'm watching it.
Right,
If you can smile and your eyes drool... at the same time, them's happy tears, baby. And that means your brain and your heart are working together and stuff is going on. But you did such a big, good pull.
Thank you.
Was
Miss Davis, Mrs. Davis?
Oh, yeah. It made me want to say this very specific thing, which leads me to my next band.
It's beautiful. It's really beautiful.
It's beautiful. That's really beautiful. So I started this. Actually, you know what? We're going to let this go for a minute. This song is called Come Together. You had mentioned that you were not familiar with this band. This is the album's from 1991.
Yeah.
And it is Screamadelica.
It's the name of the band, the name of the album?
That's the name of the album, the Screamadelica.
Hmm.
But it's funky. It's got a little thumpy beat to it. There's a great choir in the background. And this is songs called Come Together. This is a remix from the album, Screamadelica. This is beautiful. It's really beautiful. And I really dig the guy's voice. I dig the whole rhythm and blues, sort of offbeat, not quite rhythm and blues, but sort of they do sampling from various different things within the song. It just right. It's just interesting. The guitar is clean. The percussion is clean. Everything's well produced.
Right.
I don't know what they would be like live, but the album itself is just very well produced, and I really dig it. So that is Primal Scream's Come Together. This is the one that I messed with you last week with.
Just what is it that you want to do?
We want to be free.
Which is mostly like our
we
nights.
We want to be free to do what
we
want to
do. When we do the show.
Right.
We want to get loaded, and we want to have a good time. And that's what we're going to do.
Well, wait, baby, let's go.
We're going to have a good time.
We're going to have a good time.
That's fun.
We're going to have a party.
But I really like the way that was edited and pieced together, because that was from a movie. Like in a late 60s movie. I think it's from Rebel Without a Cause, but I can't remember for sure. But then they break into these horns, and there's this great, solid bass line. The percussion is simple and not complex, but it adds to the song. The guitars are clean. The horns are clean. The lyrics are good. This is Primal Scream. The song is loaded.
Primal Scream.
Yes. Is the name of the band. And I mentioned them because I was playing that beginning to this song. I mentioned them last week, and you're like, I don't know anything about them.
Yeah.
But, I mean, you listen to this. I mean, it's like, this is something. They got something. They got like eight around? Albums. They got eight
Scottish
albums.
Scottish rock band. Oh, it's
right. Yeah. They've been around since the mid-90s. The guys actually got together in the late 80s.
Yeah, I was going to say, formation early years, as early as 1982 with some of these guys.
Yeah, but, you know, and it's just like first life. You go through changes, and different things happen to you, and you become a different person as you grow older and different.
Right.
But this album, 1991, is the one that brought me to these guys. And I love the horns. And that's violin, baby.
Yeah. I'm going through and kind of reading about them a little bit.
It's just a creative bunch of guys making some really good stuff.
They do have an interesting sound.
Yeah, it's not really like anything unique. I've heard before.
It's like
All right. Okay, so I was just checking to see if there was anybody else who joined us in it. But no, so again, this is a 7-minute version of the song. We've barely heard him sing yet, but it's about to happen here in a second or two. But there's 4 songs on the album Screamadelica that I love. The first one was Come Together that you heard the beginning of. And then this is Loaded that I love. And there's another one, Moving On Up. And then I've Lost More Than I've Ever Had. Just What Is It That You Want to Do? It's just so much fun.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. They've had some turnover in their band a little bit, but
they went through a lot of guys.
Yeah, yeah.
But the main guy's been there the whole time.
Bobby Gillespie.
Yeah. But this is just, there's something to this. We want to be free to do what you want. And I do love the sampling.
Yeah.
And this was just around, you know, the late 80s, early 90s when sampling became something. And these guys really took it, and they made it something. So that was Loaded by Primal Scream.
Well, you know who made sampling popular?
Yeah, Ice Ice Baby.
No. Well, Beastie Boys.
Well, yeah, but
Beastie Boys is way before Ice Ice Baby.
He stole that song.
Yeah. He changed one thing.
Right. Dug, 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 dug.
Yeah. Yeah. He had like one more
beat. I heard that interview. He's an idiot. This is Primal Scream, Moving On Up. Same album. But this is more lyrics, more vocals. Less remix. But it's sort of a...
This is what you played last week, right?
No.
I've heard this before.
Yeah, you've heard this on the radio.
Yeah, yeah.
This one you've heard on the radio. This was the one that they'd play on the radio.
Yeah, I have heard this.
This is a... It's almost like a gospel song.
Yeah.
And the way the keyboards join in the background and everything just kind of rhythmically has that gospel feel to it. And then he's singing the way he's belting it out. This is a gospel song, rock and rolled, and I dig it.
So, yeah, you can hear it the way it's sung.
Yeah, you know, and again, I am not some musical genius on anything, but I know what I like, and I've heard a lot of music. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I'm calling this the way I'm calling it, but. You can disagree with me. I'd appreciate it if somebody would disagree with me and throw some comments in there and go, dude, you're crazy. This is more like this. Yeah, I don't care. I want to learn. I just dig it. So I'm going to fade that out. That was Moving On Up.
That's good stuff. I've heard that. Yeah, I've heard that quite a few times.
This one you might or might not have heard. Oh, this one's probably too long to play on the radio. The other one was just short enough to play on the radio. This one's 5 minutes long. This is I'm Losing More Than I'll Ever Have.
Mm.
More of a love song. Less of a gospel.
God, you know, this is... It's funny. I was thinking about my second band, and now that I had 2 choices, and I picked another one, but I kind of listened to what you're playing, and I'm like, God, if I played the other one, it'd kind of marry up a little bit. Maybe I'll have you play it.
Well... I'm not opposed to it. I did it again with the beer thing. Making it go fizzy. Can't do that. But this is a bit of a love song in the background. It's a little, I'm going to skip forward.
Yeah, I'm going to, let me see.
Just tell me the name of the band. Don't be secretive.
This is a podcast. I just can't. Right. Go giving away all of our, just throwing our answers out there like nothing. I'm kidding.
Yeah, you can.
Jeff Buckley.
Jeff
Hallelujah.
Buckley.
Or you can play anything off Grace. Anything off the album Grace.
Jeff Buckley, Hallelujah. Is this a remake of the
Let's
by what's his name?
Yeah, Leonard let's Cohen. Do
original studio version?
No, let's do, hold on.
Radio edit? Commercial?
Um, Well, last goodbye. This was his last album that he produced, that they made, and he died right after his album was made.
Oh, this guy's no longer alive.
No, he actually drowned in the Mississippi River.
That's and, no fun at all.
No, he sings about his death in Last Goodbye.
Oh, no kidding.
Yeah. And then Hallelujah has a cover from Leonard Cohen.
Right. I was going to say, this has got to be the... Everybody's got a version of Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But this is already interesting what I'm listening to. And the only reason I'm sticking with this is it's got 179 million views.
Yeah, it'll pull a tear out of your eye if you're in the mood.
Well, it looks like he's playing... Oh, that is a 6-string. For a second, I thought he was playing a 12-string. That's some good guitar work.
Yeah, he's... You know, you got to be in the mood a little bit, but right. There's some talent.
So, how did you come across this guy?
It was years ago. I don't know. I have no idea. I picked him up from somewhere. Either somebody else was listening to him, or he didn't really get any airplay.
Right.
And I don't really know who I'd think about who I'd be hanging out with, though.
Huh.
But yeah, I picked it up years ago. This was the first song I heard by him, I think. And I know Last Goodbye was one of them, too.
This is something. And there's... Again, I love a powerful, overpowering song.
Right.
But there's also something to be said for the simplicity of a guitar and voice.
Yeah, sometimes less is more, right?
Exactly. That's exactly where I was heading with that. Sometimes less is more. And this is telling me less is more. And the only reason I'm letting it play is because I've seen, 8 billion views on this thing. I'm like, well, there's going to be something to this. and this is Jeff Buckley playing Hallelujah. This one's called The Official Video. And I can see him playing, singing. I like his voice.
Yeah, it's a simple kind of...
It's not... It's not a biting...
And no, it's not deep. It's not overly polished.
Right.
You know?
He's just pulling it out and going, you know what? This is how I feel about it. I'm just singing, baby.
Busting up the joint over here.
Yeah. Quit breaking shit. What's the other song you wanted me to find for
you? Well, Last Goodbye is a little bit... It's probably equally as dark, I think, or... You could throw it on real quick if you want.
Live acoustic or...
You can try live. I can't remember. I haven't. It's been a little while since I listened to this whole album. I have the album, or I have the list. Oh. I had the CD, but
Jeff Buckley, Last Goodbye, Edit. Let's give that one a try. That sounds like it's probably going to be well produced.
Yeah, he died in '97. This came out in '94, '95.
That is no fun at all.
No, yeah, released '94.
Hobo Chillin says there's a wedding version where a priest sings.
Oh.
Hallelujah. That should be funny, actually.
Good to know.
The less priests in my life, the better.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, did I say that out loud?
Hey.
Don't start with me, mister. So this is Jeff Buckley, The Last Goodbye. Sounds like he's got some really good guitar work.
Yeah.
And he's essentially a guitarist, is what you're telling me?
Yeah, I think it's a real simple. I mean, his band isn't overproduced by any means.
Right. And this is Jeff Buckley, The Last Goodbye. Only 9 million views on this one. Just under 9.5 million. I like it.
Yeah.
The guitar is simple.
The whole album's really good. You got to be in the mood a little bit, but...
Right.
You know?
Which album like is this that you're talking about?
This should all be off Grace. Yeah, this should all
What's
be off
called?
Grace. Grace. Okay. Like, Grace! Remember in Ferris Bueller's Day Off? Grace!
Right. Don't start with me. Don't even let me start quoting Ferris Bueller's Day Off.
I know. I Never mind.
Because you know I can.
Ferris
Bueller, you're my hero.
I know. The dweebies, the...
What a... dweebies, the dickheads. They all adore him.
Yeah.
They think he's a righteous dude. I like this. This is good.
This might be good music to listen to while writing your book.
What am I doing in the book?
I said this might be good music to listen to while writing your book.
While writing the book?
Yeah.
Huh. I like this. This is good stuff. I gotta fade this out for a second because there's this I gotta play for you.
The thing I need at this point in my career is 1,500 Ferris Bueller disciples running around these halls. He jeopardizes my ability to effectively govern this student body.
Well, makes you look like an ass is what he does, Ed.
That's right, Ed.
I think you're wrong.
I love it. I love it when he runs down the hall and then he stops in front of the... He slows down in front of all the windows.
Very popular.
I think you're wrong.
Here it is.
Oh, well, he's very popular, Ed. The sportos, the motorheads, geeks, sluts, bloods, wastoids, dweebies, dickheads. They all adore him. They think he's a righteous dude.
They think he's a righteous dude, apparently.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Good
no,
stuff.
That's Jeff
They don't
Buckley
make movies
stuff
like that anymore.
They sure don't.
You know?
And they shouldn't. I don't know why.
Break the mold, throw it away?
Yeah. No, this Jeff Buckley's good. I'm writing it down, too.
Hey, honestly, that's the only thing I've heard about from him is
really?
Grace. He doesn't have that many albums out. I'd have to go back and look, but
Well,
very
far, like
far and few.
Potentially a flash in the pan, like a really good talent that died too soon.
Oh, very, yeah. Way before his time.
Yeah. It's sad to hear, but, you know, it's good stuff now.
I could be, let me see, chart, blah, blah, blah.
I dig it. I like me some Jeff Buckley. That was The Last Goodbye by Jeff Buckley.
Yeah, he's he picks up on some of his album. He does some covers. Alex Chilton, Kangaroo, Bob Dylan, Mama, You've Been on My Mind. He posted quite a few covers.
And here's now where I'm going to throw out some random thoughts. If I had to live my life over, it would be over a bar. Amen. Thank you. Thank you very little.
Tip your waiter. It'll be on the show at 11 o'clock.
Try the fish. It's delicious. I'll be here all week.
I don't know. I'm trying to look up how many albums he actually had. I don't see his... God, I don't know.
I don't know. But you know what's really silly? In this world of COVID, nobody really wants to affirm their certainty about life issues without some kind of caveat. Like, how many? When's the last time you heard someone just go, "Oh yeah, I'm positive"? But bump.
So Grace, 1994. These are all singles. All
right. So here you're going to talk about this for a minute because I need to see.
There's not much to talk about, but you can go.
Yep. Right. Exactly.
See a man about a horse. So hopefully you guys are liking our show. Thanks for listening. We try to better our show every week and make it interesting for you guys. If you guys ever have any comments or suggestions, please do so. We enjoy doing this. It's we have a good time doing it. Let me see. What else do we've got? Anybody else listening? We're coming up to our 100 episodes, and we're coming up to 2,000 downloads. Are you there, hobo? It's kind of hard talking to yourself. There you are. What's going on lately? Anything good going on? You staying out of trouble? No COVID over there, is there? You guys are getting hit kind of hard, aren't you? With COVID. Hopefully it's slowing down a little bit. Yeah. Michigan here is got it bad too out of all the states. We're in top 5 states, if not the top, to be top.
Random emergency there.
Yeah, I was just talking to Hobo. He's got COVID bad over there too. Not him per se, but where he's at. And
I'm glad that he doesn't have it.
Yeah, I had pneumonia, which they were thinking it might link back to COVID, but tested negative, but we think it's positive. So
I'm positive you're negative.
3 months to get over it. I'm still not over 100%.
Well, you know, you know what Sattler and Waldorf have to say about that?
Let it rip,
Teddy Chip. Bravo!
I loved that.
Oh, it was great.
Well, it was pretty good.
Well, it wasn't bad.
Well, there were parts of it that weren't very good.
It could have been a lot better.
I didn't really like it.
It was pretty terrible.
It was bad.
It was awful.
I was terrible.
Get him away!
Hey, boo!
Boo!
So, since I brought that up, I think it's also important that I reiterate the disclaimer that we have issued to us that must be reiterated over and over and over on the show from the law offices of Jameson Walker, Statler, and Waldorf. Please listen at your own risk. These guys are moderately insane. The views expressed by the host are not necessarily those of rational human beings. All shows are poorly researched and presented by idiots. Apparently that's us.
Yes.
Any semblance of intelligent thoughts are purely coincidental and should not be considered as factual. This program is not endorsed by any committee, team, group, organization, or tribe, and sometimes not even by us.
Oh.
Brother, how you doing, man?
I am.
You can get that stuff, but you can't get real music.
No, it's all blocked off. I was just kind of looking at it, and I don't see anything.
Oh,
it's just gone. So when it went through its update, it must have deleted our whatever we had saved. So I will have it ready for Sunday's show. Sunday.
Well, I hope so, because that would be great.
You want to wrap it up?
Well, I don't know. What do you think?
Uh-oh. Could that be uranium clock?
Is that about uranium clock time?
I think it is.
What time is it, baby? It's time for the uranium clock.
It's 19 minutes after 9.
Yeah, that's about right.
Eastern Standard Time.
This is 6 in the 7s.
Thanks, Hobo. Thanks for listening.
Song's called Uranium Clock. We actually are allowed to play this one. We don't need any fair use issues here because I know the owner of the band. You don't own a band.
You don't own a band.
No, it's I know the whole band, but I'm also related to the bass player, so.
Yeah. Again, let's thank Hobo Chillin for his generosity and hooking us up with our little avatar guy. Did a great job.
We do appreciate it, right?
Avatar.
That.
Also, our mentor, Nonsense Password, give him a listen. Okay. Father Brian.
Thanks for stopping by.
Yes, ADHD, give him a listen.
And, do remember, you have not paid for this. So, having been disappointed as far as you have been, you got nothing to complain about. But thanks for stopping by anyway.
And then my buddy Jeff, Rackhouse Rambling.
Rackhouse.
If you want to listen, he does a lot of good reviews on bourbons. He's a frontliner.
Oops.
And
had to fade that out a second.
Oh, he made us another one. Let me check it out.
What happened?
Hobo made us a new one. I gotta get on to.
Oh well, there you go.
I canceled that second account for right now.
Well, you are just ridiculous. Hey, I'm running out of music.
Let it go.
I think it's about time I'm done with you.
Not yet.
Or not.
Kind of feels a little weird being on the other side.
What?
Ah.
This was a great song to hear live, Uranium Clock.
Oh, I bet. They do a good job with that.
They did. And there was one time when I told them, because, you know, they do that thing at the end where they fade out.
Yeah.
And the bass comes back in. And then they do another three verses and then finish off. Well, I told him, I says, you know, before one of the shows, I'm like, you guys really should do it twice, where you fade it out and the bass comes back in, and then you do your measures, and then, you know, go out to fade it out again and just thump it out.
Right, right.
And then the bass comes back in, you do it one more time. They did that live for me in Grosse Pointe at the, now I can't think of the place. I can picture the place. But at the very last second, my brother pulls up, steps in to the, he never sings, right?
Right.
But he steps into the microphone, and they had just cleared it out. He steps into the microphone, no music's playing. He goes, "This one's for my brother, Billy." And then he hits the bass again and just brings it back up. And then the band just goes, "Oh, yeah, fuck, we're doing this." And it was like, "Oh, shit, yeah." Because they're not used to doing it that way. And it was just so fun. And, you know, these are the things. Go get out there and enjoy some music. Find a band that you love and just, you know, be a somebody to that band. And even if you only see them once and you really enjoy it, just go back there after the show and say, "Look, I really enjoyed the show. Can I buy a CD? Can I, you know, give them five?"
Yeah, support the band.
Yeah, give them $5-$10 for some of their music and take it home with you. That, you know, they live for that stuff. And it's just, if you enjoyed an evening seeing a band, and you have, and I'm talking in your local bar, your local place like that, they're going to have music available for you to pick up. Take something home. Even if it's not the band that you think is super awesome, what's $5?
Right, right.
$5 or $10 from you. It's a couple of beers, or you get a CD and you can listen to it a couple more times and go, "Yeah, I do really kind of dig these guys." Or you don't, and then you have a coaster.
Right, right.
You know, but either way, you got something out of it.
You got a coaster.
I don't know how many AOL coasters I have in my lifetime.
I'm going to need to do something really quick.
Mm-hmm. I really thought we were done, so.
We almost are.
Oh, you know what, then? If we're not doing that, then I'm going to do this.
Homo got us a new one. I'm going to try to upload it real quick here.
Oh, you're going to let me see it?
Yeah, much appreciated, Hobo. It's similar to the other one, but yet a little different. It's taking a little time to upload.
Oh. This is probably one of my favorite songs ever by Six and the Sevenths that they never played live because it's a duet. It's a duet. And the studio gal that they had sing for them didn't really travel with them to do shows.
Kind of a one-time thing or special occasions.
But it's such a well-written song. And it's just this nice little love song back and forth. It's called "Please Come Home." And it is really just a love song. So apparently now I'm talking about Six and the Sevenths, which is not something I planned on doing. Bless you. Baby, please come home.
Baby, please come home. Oh, baby, please come home.
This is from a song, this album was 2015, 2012, God, it seems so recent.
I think it's having a hard time.
You're having a hard time uploading that?
Yeah, oh boy, I might have to do it for Sunday, but I definitely appreciate it.
We're all over it, brother.
It's getting stuck.
Yeah. Oh, well, what do you think of this one? "Baby, Please Come Home" by Six and the Sevenths, local Detroit band.
Maybe it's the
I love this guy's voice.
File.
Wait till she kicks in. So there's a interlude between him and her.
Yeah.
So he does the introduction to the song and brings it up and says, I want you to come home and I want you to be here. And it's a beautiful song. Hold on.
I like it.
Baby, please come home.
Excuse me again.
You're fine. But then there's this interlude and then she comes out. In the interlude, I really enjoy the way this song is written. It's his story and then her story after the interlude, and then they sing together and it's their story together. It's just a well-written, you know, a thanks hobo, you know, really, we're just playing the music we love. Hobo Chillin says, love all the music you guys play. And really it is just, we just play the stuff we love. And if you love it too, then great. If you have the chance to go out and buy it and participate in that part of it, then, oh, yeah, do it. But if you just enjoy listening to some couple of jackalopes talking about music that they love, well, then keep listening to us over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Like, the last five shows have been pretty good, I thought.
They have. Our ratings aren't really going anywhere, but our downloads are.
Yeah, well, and the thing is I don't care about ratings. I don't care about downloads. Well, you know, I'm just happy people are enjoying us.
Yeah. Apple Podcasts has been coming after us.
Yeah.
Look at us, get on board. Yeah.
Well, on board with them, baby.
Well, no, but we'd give up Podbean and go to Apple Podcasts to let them be the server.
Yeah, well, will they not screw you over every time you switch?
I don't know. I got to read about it. I don't know if there's anything to gain, but
here she is. The other thing about this is the guitar in between her lyrics.
Yeah.
Listen to the pipes. But as love flickers like a flame, even the sweetest things must change. The guitar is like saying, come on, tell me more.
Right, right.
Listen to her pipes, man. I guess there's nothing
left to say. Reminds me of like a 50s kind of,
yeah,
I mean, like a 50s movie.
This song
maybe
is
almost black and white.
If they make a movie out of my book, this song is gonna be in it. It's gonna have nothing to do with any of the sadness or anything, that because my life's been wonderful.
Right, you have a charm life. Yeah, that's what they say.
But this song is going to be in it just because of that conversation back and forth. And I don't know how I'm going to fit it in. But, you know, I'll deal with that when the movie comes.
Right.
You know, first off, I got to get get the damn thing written.
You will.
Oh, Jesus.
Keep working at it.
I am, man.
I've got some talented friends that are English majors, if you just want them to read through it and give you any opinions.
That may happen. You have some yourself. I've got a lot of them too.
I've got some friends that have written short books. They're more in short stories, but they've written. No, actually short stories. I take that back. Not books, but short stories.
Right.
So English majors, so very smart.
I told you about this one here. This is, again, Six and the Sevens from Songs About Girls. The song is Twisted. I sat in, it was just three out of the five guys. The drummer wasn't there. So I just sat in while they were warming up before a show.
Yeah.
First time I heard this song, Lawrence and the guitarist, Michael, and my brother basically played this through. Lawrence is singing, and there was no drums, but it was just the guitar and bass.
Right,
and
right.
Lawrence is playing keyboards. So imagine the song without drums, but I'm sitting there listening, and I started drumming, and I have no rhythm.
Right.
They didn't tell me to stop. I actually kind of, I was just like
picked it up.
A tap. Just, you know, right at the right. It was like one beat per measure is all I can handle because I am not skilled. But this song, the first time I heard it, Lawrence was belting it out. And when it was over, I just looked at him. I said, dude, I was with you the whole time. Because he looked at me like, you know, well, what do you think? And my brother looked at me, well, what do you think? You know, because I've been with this band forever and I love them dearly.
Right.
I know these guys. And they just looked at me like, well, what do you think? I'm like, I was walking with you. I was in there. I was with you. This song took me places. I'm with you. Do it.
Right, right.
And they just belt it out. It's just, it's when you love music and you're playing it, there's just something, you can't buy that.
No, no.
And I don't have the talent to do it.
You know, you never know.
I just have to buy the music and listen to it and enjoy it. So I guess I can buy it, but I can't buy the talent, baby.
You never know. It might just be one little block. It might be one block, you have mental block, and once you clear it, you never know. You could be writing music to
whatever. I'll tell you, I am mental. Whether the block is there or not, I am mental.
Yeah.
And I'm all right with it. Eric, brother.
All right.
Dearly.
It's been real.
You know what this is? This is the actual end of the show. This is Uranium Clock, baby. Six of the
stars. Thanks, everybody. Hobo.
Support your local music. Father Brian, thanks for stopping by. Hobo, thank you for stopping by. All our other friends whose names I don't remember at this moment, thanks for stopping by.
We'll be on Sunday. Sunday. Some new albums, new bands.
At least two.
Material.
Maybe we'll find three. Maybe.
We got to pace ourselves.
Yeah.
It's 4 a week.
You know something, Soldier? I've noticed you're always last. I'm pacing myself, Sergeant. That would be from Stripes, by the way.
Stripes,
yeah. Yes. Only because I know that movie by heart as well.
And cheers to you. Hey, yeah, send us over that gift or whatever. And if you can put it in a JPEG or whatever, Hobo, that'd be great. JPEG or
you guys figure that crap out. I still love the glass slide and cloth cross section.
It's almost the same thing, but it's a little bit different. But we'll see. We can mix it up a little bit. See what you think.
Baby doll, you do what you want to do. I'm with you.
All right. See you guys.
Still my favorite.
Bill,
you're still the favorite, Eric.
You're my favorite.
No. You're my favorite, Eric.
Oh, that's good. I appreciate that.
I know one Eric, so. You're my favorite.
Well, if you're saying, I guess I got the market cornered in case you need anybody else named Eric.
Right.
Yeah.